So, Ennis is Ireland's cleanest town. At a ceremony in Dublin yesterday, the Environment Minister highlighted the special effort made by the people and businesses of Ennis and Clare County Council to keep the county town clean. They won the award, which is administered each year by Eyeball, the Irish Business Against Litter Group. Conor Horgan of Eyeball, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Gavin.
And thanks so much for joining us. So, Ennis is the overall winner. Why?
Well, I mean, we send on Tashka to these towns, Gavin, to assess their cleanliness. And if you see the report on Ennis, you can see why immediately. The place was blemish-free, really. There was no litter to be seen. Cornmarket Street car park was the only moderately littered site. Apart from that, the report is a succession of grade A sites, as we call them, which mean litter-free sites. This included even the approach roads, which we include, but also the Antashka inspector said the best areas included the Westfield and Market Square. Merchant Square was excellent, Parnell Street, Mill Road, River Walk was pristine, and the Lahinch Road to Chlorine Roundabout as one of the approach roads was also pristine. So, I mean, this has been coming. Ennis has been improving year on year. And we're delighted that it's made the leap up to top spot.
Indeed, and for a long time, as many in this town will be aware, Eyeball was perhaps not the most popular when Ennis was doing well in tidy towns, and you were saying that there was room for improvement, but obviously that improvement has come. And as I understand it, Ennis is top at a time when the overall standards are improving as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I need to impress that to become top of the league, given the standards that are being attained now, is an exceptional performance. I was only saying at our event yesterday that you know, while great credit is due to the local authority, this level of cleanliness can't be achieved by a council alone. It has to have the support, the ongoing support of communities within the town. So that was obviously the case with Ennis.
Stay with us, Conor. We're joined in studio as well this morning, by Councillor Paul Murphy, Mayor of Ennis. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Gavin.
A fabulous honour for the town.
A fantastic honour, Gavin. Coming on the back of the success in the Tidy Towns last year, the awarding of the Coach Destination Park, and also the friendliest town in recent months, I think it's great. It's given the town real momentum and a real opportunity to make the most of all these awards. To sell ourselves across the country and internationally has been a beautiful town to visit, and hopefully we'll get a bounce out of all this.
Fingers crossed indeed. I mean, it takes, as Conor has alluded to there, a huge effort by a large number of groups and a large number of people to make it happen.
That's right. And, you know, Conor said it there as well. The council can only do so much. Really and truly, where you get the real support is from the voluntary groups, the neighbourhood and residents associations. They are the ones that will get out there, pick up the litter, plant the flowers in the spring, you know, to make places looking pristine and beautiful. And I think they should be commended. Mm. And it's fantastic to see Westfield's coming in for special mention. But in all fairness, I think that there's probably plenty of other estates that could have gotten that. But it's fantastic to see to see that being mentioned. And it really, I'm sure it gave all the residents in there a smile on their faces yesterday to make it all worthwhile.
Well, let's ask one of them, Tony Gleeson. Good morning to you from Westfield and Ennis. Singled out for praise.
A bit surprised about that, but we're on one of the approach roads in Ennis near the West County Hotel. We have a great community spirit down in Westfields, and we're always conscious of being part of the whole overall Tidy Towns effort. We are conscious of keeping the place really clean and tidy. And we have a chap coming in to cut the grass there, which chap from Tulla, Timmy Hunt, and we must single him off for praise that he keeps the place in pristine condition. All is, as I said, a great community spirit, and everybody chips in a couple of times a year to get the place tidied up and cleaned up, and we'd like to thank everybody for taking that effort.
With respect, the way you've just described that, it doesn't sound like you've done much. Other than, or at least nothing that's out of the norm or out of that goes beyond what you would expect. Do you know what I mean? It certainly seems like what has been done in Westfield could be done anywhere else in Ennis or anywhere else in Clare.
Well, you know, I think you're right. We've 81 houses in these days. When everybody chips in and does something, it doesn't appear like there's much going on. But in the overall context, when you look at the estate in its entirety, and you look at it on a summer's evening there, grass cut, trees pruned, all the flowers grown, the place looks absolutely fantastic. And we're conscious of that for the last 20, 25 years. And we're also conscious of, as I say, helping the town you know, we'd have liked to see him push on for the overall Teddy Towns Award. And hopefully this year, something like that.
Fingers crossed.
We'll certainly be part of that effort.
And you have those smiles, as Paul was talking about. Great to be praised in this way.
It is, yeah. It's not something we look forward to, but it's good to get the odd kudo, you know.
Okay, Conor, to go back to yourself, Conor Horgan from Eyeball, can you tell us a little bit more about this public sculpture that will now come on the back of this?
Yes, I mean, for the last 2 years, by way of giving back, the business community—that's to say, Eyeball—we've decided we'd commemorate this achievement and. I suppose primarily as a gift to the community, we would commission a public sculpture, and this will all be done in conjunction with the local authority. It won't be us feisting anything on the town, I can assure you. We had a very successful example last year in Kildare Town. If you were to go into Kildare Town, you'll see in a very prominent spot a beautiful stone sculpture by the artist Noel Scully, which commemorates the achievement. And I guess, look, it also serves as a little bit of a reminder to the people in the town and to future generations in the town
sure.
that, you know, we were the cleanest in the land. That, you know, let's make sure we keep things clean. It's interesting to hear what the gentleman was saying there. You know, litter is a simple thing. And, you know, cleanliness becomes a norm. And the picture being painted of Wesley there, it's clear that cleanliness has become the norm. When that's the case, it's no big deal. But believe me, from talking to other communities around Ireland, when litter is the norm, it's quite the deal to get rid
Absolutely.
Of it.
And that sculpture, is it Eyeball who pays for it?
Yes, Eyeball will pay for that in its entirety, yes. So we'll need to liaise with the local authority on what's an appropriate site and so forth, and okay. we'll take it from there.
Because there was some commentary on that online, Paul, but I think that clears it up in terms of where the money for the sculpture will be coming from. You talked about capitalising on this and the other initiatives for Ennis. I think that's really important now. There's a golden opportunity. As something as simple, what I would love to see, and I'm going to give this as an idea for free, I'd love to see signs coming into the town, Ireland's cleanest town, Ireland's friendliest town, that way.
That's right, Gavin, and I actually brought up that at last month's Ennis Municipal meeting that, you know, we need to get the signage up there, you know, to particularly with the motorway flying past us, to get stuff out there to say, yeah, we are the friendliest town and the cleanest town. I think it's a tagline that can be used, and we need to set it in stone and make the most of it. You know, passing trades there, particularly in the summer months, it's there to be tapped into. We're just off the Wild Atlantic Way as well. So, you know, we are a destination with heaps more potential. I think we can really and truly get a lot more visitors. And this, and the purple flag also, I shouldn't be forgetting that.
No, there's other awards as well, but I think those two titles are so simple.
Correct.
Exactly what they are.
And they're all off the tongue.
Exactly. And they make me, I'd like to think if I was in a nice ambling summer's afternoon, they'd make me indicate off the motorway, come in and check it out.
And let's get it out there and let people all around the country know that we are the cleanest town and the friendliest town.
That's your job now.
Oh yeah, well look, I have another 6 months as Mayor, Gavin, anyway.
We look forward to it, and not just yours, but some of the other councillors as well. Councillor Paul Murphy there, Mayor of Ennis. You also heard from Conor Horgan of Eyeball and Tony Gleeson from Westfields in the town. Thank you very much, and congratulations to one and all.